Today's Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city. Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Jimmy John's, click, order, eat. Kimball West, your partner in performance. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell.
Top Taggart Field on the campus of Fair State University in Big Rapids, Michigan, where it's a great day to be a Panther. We welcome you to the season opener of the 2016 Ohio Dominican football season, as tonight the Panthers, who a year ago were 8-3, 7-3 in the GLIAC, will take on the two-time defending GLIAC champion Fair State Bulldogs, who a year ago were 11-1, 10-0 in the regular season. Hi again, everybody. Great to be with you alongside Matt Natale. This is Todd Bell. Aaron Cassidy will be back at our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios throughout the evening, keeping you updated on a couple of other GLIAC games that are going on tonight. Season opener for Ohio Dominican of season number 13 of football, while the Fair State Bulldogs are opening up their 108th season of football. The Panthers are going to try and win their fifth consecutive road opener, and they will have to do so against the Fair State team that has dominated them over the time here in the GLIAC, winning four of the five meetings. This will be the third time that these two teams have played here at Top Taggart, back in 2011. Also in the playoff game in 2014, and then a year ago as well, and let me correct that, this will be the fourth time that these two teams have played here. The head coaches for this matchup here tonight, it is Tony Anise, the head coach for the Fair State Bulldogs. He is a record of 37-9 entering his fifth season as the head coach at Fair State. And Kelly Cummings, graduate of Eastern Kentucky, who has been the defensive coordinator the last 3 years for ODU, he will be the head coach for the first time tonight. He is the third head coach in Ohio Dominican history. Dale Carlson led the Panthers through their first 6 years from 2004 through 2009. Bill Connolly helped elevate this program to Division II prominence by taking them to the playoffs back-to-back years in a regional final appearance 2 seasons ago through 2010 and 2015. And now head coach Kelly Cummings here for Ohio Dominican. So it is a new era of ODU football as we get things started here tonight, Matt.
And it's really exciting to see Coach Cummings out there on the sidelines as the head man after so many years as the defensive coordinator. Of course, he's no stranger to this program and no stranger to college football, period. I mean, he was an assistant at Toledo. He spent several years at Finley and was 5 years at Wittenberg. So he's got all the experience at every different level of college football, and I'm really happy to see him get his first head coaching job, and hopefully we can come away with his first head coaching win.
The Panthers, the visiting team, have gone with the all-white look here tonight with the black numerals and lettering trimmed in yellow, the black headgear with a little different oversized look, D-paw, on the side of the headgear. The Fair State Bulldogs, the home team, today they're going with the red tops of the black numerals and yellow trim and the white pants. And out there, the captains for Ohio Dominican tonight, it is Paul Wesselhoff, senior out of Logan, and he is also joined out there by Zach Williams, a redshirt junior offensive lineman out of Hilliard-Darby. The coin toss has been made. Last year, the Panthers won the first eight, or at least were the winners of the first eight coin tosses. Not this year. Fair State will win the opening coin toss. They have deferred to the second half. And we'll wait for the official word as the two teams are discussing things over. Our head referee will indicate that it will be Matthew Beyer, our head referee, and it will be Ohio Dominican getting the opening coin toss. So let's meet the Ohio Dominican offense under the head coach, or head, the offensive coordinator, Zach Bruni. No time now.
TJ.
So we're ready to go here. It'll be Ohio Dominican to our right. They'll be receiving the opening kickoff. It is a 70-degree evening. It is picture-perfect. Some fluffy clouds. The only thing we're missing is it seems like when we're up here later in the year, we get the fall foliage. That's certainly right. Not the case here today. So back deep to receive for Ohio Dominican. In the kick return game, David Turner. Justin Davis is also back there. David Turner is a true freshman, so it'll be interesting to see if he gets his hands on the football. From our left to our right, ball is kicked off. We are underway. This kickoff will drive deep into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback, and the ODU offense will come out onto the field here for the first time at the 25-yard line, led by quarterback Grant Russell, junior out of Newark, a year ago completing 64% of his passes for 2,626 yards, 18 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. In the last 5.5 games of the season, he threw only 1 interception. We'll set the rest of the offense here for you in just a moment as we get our first 15 minutes underway here tonight from Top Taggart Field. Panthers, one wide receiver, Dar Stanford over here to the near side. Jacob Mercier will line up in a slot to the right with Matt Petrella far to the right. In the backfield, it'll be Asaias Chapman getting the opening nod. And Aaron Stevens, H-back, over on the right-hand side. First down and 10 from the 25-yard line as Stevens will come in motion and now line up on the left. And Grant Russell will look to throw on first down. Survey steps up in the pocket, moves ahead over the 25 near the 29-yard line. And that'll be a gain of about 4 coming right out looking to throw the football on first down.
Yeah, excuse me, Todd. Receivers right down the field had nothing open, and Grant just tucked it and ran. Had 216 yards rushing last year, first play of the season, and he keeps it on the ground.
And right back to Asaias Chapman, and he'll carry over the left-hand side. He'll pick up about 3, and it'll be a 3rd down and 2. And, boy, we've seen the Panthers be quick offensively in the past, but they're going real fast tempo here to get things started. Two receivers right, one here to the near side is Corey Contini. They need the 35 for a first down, 3rd down and 2. It is Chapman over the right-hand side, burrows his way forward, and Matt, a first down on the opening possession on the first 3 plays.
Yeah, quick. They got the 3rd down real quick, converted on 47% of their 3rd downs last year, and came right out and pounded it right up the middle to get that very first down.
So it'll be 1st down and 10 from the 36. Grant will throw it out to the right. It is caught. Mercier tripped up, but he's out to the 40-yard line. He is tapped down on the far side of the field by Casey Zenner. Safety comes up, but a nice little safe 4-yard pickup.
Jacob Mercier, only 5'7", 140 pounds out there, but used to winning out there as the redshirt sophomore. He went to Hartley High School there in the Columbus area. They have a nice tradition of winning in state championships there.
From the 40-yard line, 2nd down and 6, 4 wide receivers. Russell looks right, throws, caught right at the first down marker. Dar Stanford is spun out of bounds, but you hear the ODU crowd applauding. Matt, that's going to be another first down for the Panthers as sophomore Dar Stanford makes the catch for ODU.
Yeah, how about this tempo? I mean, we touched on it on the first series, but or the first set of downs, and they're not slowing down off of that right now.
Ball far side hash mark. Russell takes it. Another quick throw over the middle, incomplete this time as Mercier had it knocked away by Brady Sheldon, a senior linebacker. And Sheldon had a nice season. He had 7 tackles for losses a season ago. First non-positive play for ODU. It'll be 2nd down and 10 as Mercier, a slant over the middle, had it come in out of his hand. So it'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 46-yard line, 13:25 to play in the opening quarter. And a zone read, Grant Russell will keep, lowers his head. He's over the 50 to the 49-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 for Grant Russell. And he's certainly capable of rushing the football.
Yeah, and I think that was something that we were interested in at the beginning of last season. I think we thought that he might run the ball a little bit more than he did, and it looks like that's going to be part of the game plan, mm-hmm. Even though Coach Cummings is in charge of the defense still as the head coach. Zach Rooney, offensive coordinator, looks like he's got that wrinkle in the mix now.
3rd down and 5. Panthers will need the Ferris 46-yard line. They've already gained 2 first downs on this possession. Just across midfield, Russell takes the snap. Dogs are coming, and the pass is batted down at the line of scrimmage. Well done up front. Chris Okoye will knock it down. A big 6'6", 330-pound junior defensive tackle. And they brought some pressure that time on Russell, and it was effective.
That's a big boy with a big paw in his hand. Mm-hmm. And the Bulldogs here getting their first stop against the Panthers defense, and our first time seeing Justin Bonchek out there punting for the Panthers.
Senior out of Mayfield will make his first collegiate punt here for ODU. And deep to receive, Jawan Pollock at the 20-yard line for Ferris State. As Bonchek fields a nice pass from Aaron Stevens, but he shanks it off the right side of his foot. It goes out of bounds near the 33-yard line, and that's where Ferris will take over. They'll be working against the defense that is led by the head coach, Kelly Cummings. Let's hear from the ODU defense.
T.J. Small, defensive end, East Cleveland, Ohio.
Paul Westlaw, defensive line, Logan, Ohio.
Demetrius Farmer, defensive tackle, Dover, Ohio.
Brian Hunter, defensive end, Maple Heights, Ohio.
Ross Thompson, linebacker, Delphus, Ohio.
Cameron Cole, linebacker, Hilliard Darby High School.
Trey McIntyre, linebacker, North Lewisburg, Ohio.
Marquise Tyus, defensive back, Lakewood, Ohio.
O'Shea Jackson, free safety, Warren G. Harding High School.
Gus Demmerling, Perrysburg High School.
Billy Akins, cornerback, Pickerington, Ohio.
First and 10 now for the Ferris State Bulldogs, and it's Reggie Bell opening up at quarterback, one of three that were listed on their depth chart. And so Reggie Bell, a junior transfer from Eastern Michigan, will get the call. And on first down, they'll run a sweep over here to the near side. Jamel Lockett, and he's going to be upended out near the 40-yard line. Gain of about five on the play. Reggie Bell, 6'3", 200-pound junior. He's from Los Angeles. He played two seasons at Eastern Michigan. A year ago, 35 of 59 for 318 yards and a couple of touchdowns at Eastern. Hands it off again near side. It is Lockett, and he's got some room out over the 50 to the Panther 48-yard line. And just like ODU, they are quick tempo right now.
And that was the big question mark coming in with the departure of Jason Vanderlaan, who was going to start here at quarterback. And three options there with Trevor Birmingham, Reggie Bell, and Travis Russell. I think we both thought it'd be Reggie Bell given his D1 experience and how successful he did at Eastern Michigan University.
First and 10 from the Panthers, 48-yard line, no score, 12 minutes to play. Here in our first quarter of play on the road in Ferris State. Bell will take the snap, looks to throw for the first time, near side, caught, Lockett puts his head down, O'Shea Jackson will bang him out of bounds near the 41-yard line, and three straight plays to Jamel Lockett. Last year he had 42 receptions, he had 25 rushing plays, and he totaled over 700 yards of total offense for this Ferris State Bulldog squad, so that's a good pickup of almost seven on first down to the 41-yard line. They've got two receivers to either side with the ball on the near side hash mark. Bulldogs going left to right here in the opening quarter. Looks like Robert Thomas is in the backfield. They will bring Pollock there, I beg your pardon. They bring Hines in motion. Now Bell being pressured, hit and drop. That's going to be a sack for ODU's Cameron Cole as they'll lose a yard on the play. Redshirt junior linebacker out of Hilliard Darby. A season ago he had a sack, picks up one here to start the season. And it'll now bring up third down and five. And now a little bit of a change as it'll be Jamel Lockett's going to take the direct snap. Reggie Bell will be over here at wide receiver. They send a man in motion. Lockett will take it up into the hole. He'll be hitting down at the 40, short of the first down marker. So even a little bit of a change up throwing Lockett into the backfield. And now a decision for Ferris State is they're going to have fourth down and two coming up.
Doesn't look like the offense is leaving the field out here, and that's not surprising given how aggressive this Ferris State offense has been the past few times we've seen them.
And Lockett will stay out there at quarterback. He's got Thomas to his right. They'll need to pick up two, and we get a timeout that's going to be used by Ferris State's head coach, Tony Anise. And it was just as the snap was coming back. So whether or not he saw something he didn't like, wanted to change up the play, not sure. But either way, we've seen Reggie Bell at quarterback. See Jamel Lockett now take a couple of snaps.
Right.
And it's very obvious they want to get Jamel Lockett involved in this football game.
And they want to keep it high tempo.
Yep.
They got that little wildcat look going on early on with Jamel Lockett. And just like the Panthers came out on offense with that high tempo, they're keeping in line with that. This could turn into a track meet, but early in the season, in the first quarter of the first season, they already had to burn a timeout, and it will be fun to see how that kind of unfolds with them only having two timeouts with 10:37 left here in this first quarter.
And now they will send Trevor Birmingham out there, who serves as one of their punters and also as one of their trio of potential quarterbacks. They'll line up in an offensive set. They'll have two receivers left, one here to the near side. They've got a back in the backfield. Panthers are just playing a safe defense. Birmingham will take the snap, and he will left foot it downfield. It'll bounce inside the 10 and get all the way to the end zone and roll in, and that's going to be a touchback. 10:30 to play here in the first half. Ball's coming out to the 20. Now let's hear from that Ohio Dominican offense led by offensive coordinator Zach Bruni.
TJ Small, defensive end, East Cleveland, Ohio.
Paul Westlaw, defensive line, Logan, Ohio.
Demetrius Farmer, defensive tackle, Dover, Ohio.
Brian Hunter, defensive end, Maple Heights, Ohio.
Ross Thompson, linebacker, Dolphus, Ohio.
Cameron Cole, linebacker, Hilliard Darby High School.
Trey McIntyre, linebacker, North Lewisburg, Ohio.
Marquise Sias, defensive back, Lakewood, Ohio.
O'Shea Jackson, free safety, Warren G. Harding High School.
Gus Demmerling, Perrysburg High School.
Billy Akins, cornerback, Pickerington, Ohio.
And on first down and 10, a pass out to the right side to Corey Contini, and he was popped immediately as that pass came in. And he was separated from the ball. It'll be incomplete, and it'll be second down.
A bit of a slow-developing play there, and I don't know if he's right, got his face right in the sun right there as the sun sets behind the press box behind us and came right out and got stuck, and it's going to be second and long for the Panthers.
And right back to the line of scrimmage from the 20-yard line. And off up the middle of Sayas Chapman. Slipped out of one and only going to pick up a yard on the play. Boy, they got some serious pressure coming straight up the middle and got into the backfield. And Chapman was just lucky to get out of that tackle and gain a yard. It'll be third down and 9.
Yeah, that Ferris State defensive line up the middle has two very experienced seniors with Torrey Apple at 6'2", 290, and Corey Arnault, 6'1", 302 pounds. A nice couple of players up there up the middle to stop that running game.
So third down, they'll need the 30 here for a first. Grant will take it. They will let him throw. They'll set up a screen. It'll be caught by by Justin Davis. Breaks one tackle and then knocked out of bounds right at the 20. They may even lose a yard on the play as, again, a lot of pressure from Ferris State. Well, you saw after the Panthers got two first downs on the initial drive of the game, and then he brought some heat on that third series or third set of downs. They were being very aggressive here with the ball back at the 20.
Yeah, I think both teams, they were just kind of feeling out the defenses there each time they had the ball on offense. And the Fair State did a nice job there getting some pressure on the offense for Ohio Dominican. And Justin Bonchek is out there punting again. Well, this time deep in Panthers territory, standing there about the 6-yard line.
See if he can shake off the miscue punt from earlier. As time, this time a much better kick straight down the middle of the field. That'll be fielded and down immediately as Hines at his own 48. Boy, he was very lucky because he ended up coming up and running into his own man, Markwell Hines. So the ball will be at the 48, and the field position flips here a little bit after the Panthers had kind of gained the advantage on that opening possession, and now Ferris will take over at their own 40. No score, 8:59 to play here in the first quarter of action.
Good-looking punt from Justin. Of course, the last 4 years, we had the luxury of Mikey Schneider out there, and between him and Brent Wally, who are no longer our special team specialists, there are a couple new faces there on special teams, and it looked like Justin got the rust shaken off there after that first errant punt.
Handoff straight up the middle to Robert Thomas, the third on first down and 10, and he'll bang his way out near the 45-yard line of ODU inside the 45. That'll be a solid pickup of almost 7 on the play for the sophomore from Apopka, Florida. Right back to the line of the Bulldogs. Bell gives to Thomas again, sidesteps one, and then will be drug down from behind. Gain of 1 this time. Might have been Brian Hunter, one of the first for ODU to get a paw on him. Ross Thompson was also in there. Demetrius Farmer's on that front line with Paul Wesselhoff and Anthony Small. It'll be third down and a yard. And boy, if you're Ferris, you're in these short yardage situations, this is exactly what you're looking for. Four wide receivers, two to either side for Bell. Thomas will line up to the left. In motion is Lockett. They'll give it to Thomas off to the right. The Panthers were able to stand him up, but boy, what a strong run by Robert Thomas. Was able to push forward for an extra yard and got the first down of the 40.
Pretty impressed so far by that defensive line for Ohio Dominican. And I know that was the one area where he had the most experience, and they look like they're doing really well gelling out there tonight.
And a flag before this particular play as one of the wide receivers, and that is Shakir Sanders, who's actually wearing number 1 and not number 6. And he was downfield a touch too soon. So that'll be a loss of five on the play. Football back to the 45-yard line. First penalty of the game. It'll go against Ferris State, who a year ago, they were penalized 71 times for an average of 55 yards per game. That was 12th in the conference. First down and 15. Sling it out here to Lockett. Thompson couldn't bring him down. He's to the 40 where O'Shea Jackson will stand him up. Gets help from Billy Akins on the tackle. They'll pick up seven, and it'll bring up second down at eight. And Ross was just a smidge late getting out there.
Second down and nine. Gain of six.
So to bring up second down now to the football to the 38-yard line. 7.5 minutes to play in our first quarter. No score, Ohio Dominican and Ferris State. On just a gorgeous night here in Big Rapids. Reggie Bell will take the snap. Play action. He's looking downfield to throw. Pressured as he got by one. Now steps forward and will be dropped near the 37-yard line. Nice pursuit that time. DJ Farmer will make the tackle. Brian Hunter got out of the backfield. Couldn't bring him down.
Yeah, the most important thing, though, is that they got them in a long situation, long yardage situation now. And defense really here, one of my keys going into the game was the secondary and how they're going to respond here. Of course, this looks like a passing situation at third and six, and they better be on their toes right now.
Need the 30-yard line to the Bulldogs. They'll bunch three receivers to the left, one tight to the right. Bell fake pumps left, look downfield. Brian Hunter is just being mugged. Here's the flag. Bell now will roll to his right and out of bounds. He's well shy of the first down marker by 4 yards. Brian Hunter about had his jersey ripped off. It was fairly obvious to us up here. We were just waiting for that flag to be thrown, and the umpire threw it. And Matthew Beyer, our head referee, is going to look to that ODU sideline. Panthers' decision is fourth down and four, or third down and long. And it looks like the Panthers are going to accept the penalty. So this will back the Bulldogs up all the way to the 46-yard line. So it'll be third and 16 now, Matt.
Both penalties so far. Excuse me, on the Bulldogs this evening, not doing themselves any favors after a couple of good-looking drives. And so far, one of two on third down.
Again, they'll need the 30-yard line here for a first down. Three receivers left, one here to the near side for Bell. Panthers drop seven in coverage. Bell with time throws right. It'll be caught and a first down at the 29-yard line. Shakur Sanders, who's hurt the Panthers in the past against Billy Akins, was able to make the catch right at the 30-yard line to move the chains.
Shakur Sanders, a senior out of Kentwood, Michigan. He's going to be a name that we're not going to be missing next year.
Yeah.
6'1", 210 senior.
First down and 10. Bell swings it out to the left and in the dirt this time. He was trying to hit Markwell Hines, junior out of Bradenton, Florida, but he threw it at his feet. And that'll slow everything down with an incomplete pass. Second down and 10.
Yeah, Sanders' first catch of the season for 16 yards and a big first down. Had 22 for 249 last year and six touchdowns.
Had a touchdown in that playoff game up here a couple of years ago at the end of the first half when Ferris had grabbed momentum in that NCAA Division II second-round playoff game. 6:12 to play here in the first quarter. Second out of 10, no score. Bell out of the pistol formation will give to Thomas up the middle. Again, Hunter will grab the back of his jersey. Roth Thompson is there. Will knock him down. Demetrius Farmer is there. And I agree with what you said a moment ago. The defensive line, linebackers, much like Ferris, they're getting some heat in the backfield.
When you got guys up there that seniors like Anthony Small, Paul Wesselhoff, redshirt junior, Demetrius Farmer, and Brian Hunter, even though he's a sophomore who has a lot of experience up there, a lot of names that we've heard the last few years and a lot of players who have had a lot of experience, and I think really that's going to be the anchor here early on. And not to be outdone, Ross Thompson, Cameron Cole, Trey McIntyre, all there in the linebacking court.
And on a third and eight play, Reggie Bell, quarterback, after a play action on the sweep, keeps and moves his way forward to the 25 where Farmer will make the tackle. Short gain, and it'll be fourth and five. And again, a decision now for Ferris State. Wyatt Ford is their place kicker. Did not try a field goal a year ago. And they're keeping the offense out onto the field. What would have been a long field goal, they will pass that up. Fourth down play. Bell will take the snap, looks right with time, throws. He's got a man that is caught, 10-5 touchdown. Lockett caught it. He slipped out of the backfield, unguarded to the end zone after a 25-yard touchdown play.
Kind of surprised the secondary was playing up on that play right before the snap. I kind of noticed that they didn't really have anyone back deep, and it looked like they just ran a quick little go route, and they were able to hit Lockett in stride and went right into the end zone untouched here on the near side.
And that time the Panthers dropped a little bit in coverage, didn't get the pursuit they needed on Bell. Wyatt Ford out to try the point after. Birmingham puts it down. It's up. It's good. Timeout on the field. 5 minutes to play. First quarter. Bulldogs strike first. They lead Ohio Dominican 7-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
And we're back here in the St. Gabriel studios. Ohio Dominican falls down quick 7-0. Quick look at the scoreboard right now. Grand Valley State on top of Tiffin 16-0. And it's Ashland on top of Mercyhurst 35-0. Let's go back out to the stadium. Todd Bell, Matt Natale.
All right, thank you very much, Aaron. 5 minutes to play here. 7-0 Ferris State on top. Ball is teed up, and the ball blows off the tee. So they will have to reset, come back, and try that again.
So the first points of the season here go to Ferris State. Jamel Lockett, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Reggie Bell, and the Wyatt Ford kick was up, and it was good, putting Ferris State up 7-0. 10 plays, 52 yards, and 3 minutes and 59 seconds, and there goes the no-hitter.
A year ago, Ohio Dominican defensively ranked 6th in the GLIAC, allowing 22 points per game. This offense of Ferris led the GLIAC is they were averaging 45 points per game. That kickoff just snuck inside the pylon on the near side and goes into the end zone. So it'll come out to the 25-yard line. All right, so two offensive possessions, Matt, for ODU. First one garnered two first downs, almost had a third, and had to punt it away. Last one was a three and out after gaining nothing. Now the football off the 25-yard line and trailing 7-0. Let's see if they can't muster more of what they had on that first drive.
Yeah, total of 26 yards on those two drives, 11 plays, 1-for-3 on third down early on here, or about midway through this first quarter, a little beyond midway of the first quarter. And still looks like they're trying to get a feel out there, feel for what they're doing. There is some familiarity between Grant Russell at the quarterback and special teams. And okay.
Russell going to throw here on first down out to the right side for Jacob Mercier, and he misses him. And again, he's getting up. Just that's a quick pass pattern, and it didn't take long before he got hit.
Now, you almost sensed New Albany.
And it's apparent right now that looks like Jacob Mercier has been a favorite target so far here for Grant Russell early on.
So to bring up second down and 10, football at the 25-yard line. Two receivers to either side now for Russell. Grant will take it. Quick quarterback draw. Steps up in the pocket, 25, and hits down at the 26-yard line. Only got a yard on the play. Bulldog's not afraid to rough him up a little bit while he's on the ground as well. And a sharp gain, Anthony D'Arcangelo, who was one of their leaders defensively last season. 10 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks. They had two of their top three linebackers coming back, and D'Arcangelo was one of them.
6 foot, 232-pound senior, definitely a cog there on the defensive wheel.
So a third down play. Panthers need it here. They need to get to the 35-yard line. Russell will take the snap, looks, with a little time, surveys over the middle, and he's got Dar Stanford with a catch at the 45 to the 50, spun around and down at the Ferris State 46-yard line. Huge play for Ohio Dominican, giving Russell confidence. Stanford makes the catch and good protection by the line.
The big key on that play was Dar Stanford was able to reel it in the middle of the field there in the seam and kind of shook a couple tacklers and got those all-important yards after catch to get across midfield.
So first down and 10, Russell flings it out to the right-hand side. Mercier catches, makes one miss, and then dives forward to the Ferris State 42-yard line. Solid gain of 5 on the play.
Pass complete to Mercer. Thomas, number 2, brought him down.
So a second down play, Jacob Mercier, redshirt sophomore out of Hartley, played a couple of games last season for ODU and had a catch. Second down and second down and six coming up now for ODU. Out of the pistol this time, Justin Davis will get the carry. But the offensive line unable to open up anything on that right side with Lorenz and Edwards Frick and Robert Vargo trying to do something. Maybe a yard for Justin. It'll be third down and five.
Let's go! Come on!
And the Panthers will now have Contini and Stevens to the near side. Stanford and Mercier to the right. Davis will remain in the backfield here on third down. ODU needs the Ferris 37-yard line to move the chains. Grant Russell, little delay now, will take it. Speed option left. Grant looks to keep, steps up, and he's only going to get a yard to the 41-yard line. They had that play snuffed out on the pitch. Not a lot Grant could do, but he kept a hold of it, and now it'll be a fourth down and four. And you're kind of in that middle area again. If you go for it and don't get it, you're going to give Ferris pretty good field position. The Panthers will bring the punting unit out onto the field with 2:38 to play in the opening quarter. And the Panthers right now are short a punter.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Bonchek now comes racing out onto the field. So Stevens will snap it back. It's low. Justin, a great job of fielding it. Will hang it high into the air. Hines will fair catch and let it bounce. And the Panthers have it surrounded inside the 10. And it'll check up right at the 6-yard line. So great job by Justin Bonchek fielding that like a shortstop. And I know he's a good baseball fan. And he's a good Cleveland Indians fan, which is even more important. And he made like Frankie Lindor on that play and then made a great punt.
Yeah, everything leading up to that kind of spelled disaster. We didn't have him out there on the field. The snap kind of skipped off the turf, and but he was able to get it off and pin the Bulldogs back there at the 6-yard line, the worst field position they've had of the evening.
And now imperative that the Panther defense is able to try and get a 3-and-out right here, and they can keep this field position that their offense and special teams has given them. First down and 10 from the 6. Looks like Bell's still out there at quarterback. Lockett will go to the far side. They will jet sweep it that way. Turns up field, 5-10. He's got the first down and more, and he's out over the 20-yard line, and that's a huge play to Lockett. That is a bread-and-butter play, Matt, that we have seen over and over from this Ferris State team. Now, it used to be more of a threat with Jason Vanderlaan back there at quarterback. He would keep it up the middle.
Right.
But right now, the Panthers not doing a good job of shutting that edge down, and that's a pick of a 14 out to the 20.
Yeah, they're by far their best play of the evening besides this touchdown down here. And as you said, we should be used to getting used to seeing a lot of that this evening.
First down from the 20 now. Bulldogs going left to right. They'll bring Hines in motion. Bell going to look to throw. Down the seam he goes. A lot of traffic there, and the pass is incomplete. And the intended receiver ended up taking a couple of shots, one from Marquise Pius. And, boy, that ball could have been intercepted as it was overthrown. And, boy, Reggie Bell was locked in on that receiver the entire time, and it was Hines as he just now gets turned around. And there were five Panthers right there. And now a second down and 10 coming up from the 20.
Yeah, and it wasn't really like that was a forced throw. It wasn't really like he was under pressure.
No.
I think he just wanted to take that shot downfield on that first down.
Hockey goes in motion. They will hand it to him around the left side again. And he again gets a nice block on the corner to the 25 and knocked out of bounds by Marquise Tyus. And again, boy, they're doing a terrific job of sealing off that edge. And it's a good 5 yards downfield before the Panthers can get anything done.
Yeah, Lockett already racking up the yards. His fourth carry, it looks like he's right around 45 yards for the evening. Not even out of the first period here.
Closing out on a minute 20 to play, opening quarter. Ferris leads 7-0 over ODU. Third down and three. Again, Lockett in motion to the far side. This time Bell, the quarterback, keeps it. He's got a bunch of room. 35-40 near side to the sideline and into Ferris territory. It's a foot race. Aikens trying to catch him. 10-5. Touchdown. Reggie Bell, 63 yards. Well, that goes back to what we had just talked about. They keep running that jet sweep. Quarterback ends up keeping it right up into the hole, and there was no weak side help over here on this side of the field.
As you mentioned earlier, had 562 yards rushing at Eastern Michigan last year, and you know, we could see why over there. It looks like the play that Jason Vanderlaan ran last year to break the all-time rushing record by a quarterback against these very Panthers. Right up the middle and then down the near sideline right into the end zone.
So Trevor Birmingham again back out to hold. Wyatt Ford will try this point after with a pretty good breeze behind him. He will stick it up there, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 107 to play here in the opening quarter. It's 14-0 Ferris over Ohio Dominican here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
About a minute to go in the first quarter, and the Panthers trail 14-0. Let's see if they can get on the board on this next possession. A quick score board update is Ashland, now 35, Mercyhurst nothing. Let's take it back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, the Bulldogs strike on a huge play, and that's something that they have been good at over the years, those big-time plays. And a 63-yard touchdown shot, that wraps up a short scoring drive.
Yeah, only a minute one off the clock. There are four plays, 94 yards. Reggie Bell with the 73
yard. Yeah, thank you. Correct
and the Wyatt four-point after puts the Bulldogs up 14-0 as we wind down the first quarter.
And David Turner, freshman, is going to take it out of the end zone. 10, stutter steps his way, 15, cuts upfield to the 20. Hits back 25, and a nice return out to the 29-yard line as first-time freshman David Turner gets his hands on the football out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he gives the Panthers good field position and hopefully a little spark.
Yeah, nice little momentum there. Hopefully we'll spark a good run here on offense on this this drive. Not much to show for the Panthers so far. 17 plays for 60 yards. It isn't much going. 40% there on third down efficiency. And it still looks like they're trying to figure things out. I was a little surprised on that last third down play. They went for that little option. They kind of got blown up. It was third and long and you know, you never want to question play calling, but I was a little surprised that they didn't try something different.
From the 30-yard line, first down and 10, less than a minute to play. Now in the opening quarter, trailing 14-0, Grant Russell with a running back to his right out of the gun will take it. Play fakes to Chapman, steps up in the pocket, pressured from behind, now scrambles left, has some room, throws late, pass incomplete to Chapman over here on the near side, and there is a penalty marker down back at the 20-yard line, and that would be in the area of holding. However, Zach Williams has taken his helmet off and kind of checking his eyes a little bit. Was there some sort of hands to the face? There was. So it was hands to the face against Ferris State. Huh. I had that being holding until I saw Williams take his helmet off. And so that was obvious what the problem was. So a personal foul against Ferris State, and that'll bring the ball all the way out to the 45-yard line. So the Panthers get a break, and now with 52 seconds to play, here in the opening quarter, and the chains are set, and the Panthers will line it up. Chapman to the left of Grant Russell with two receivers left, and it's Chapman straight through the middle. Nice little hole this time, and works his way out near the 50-yard line. That'll be a gain of five. They really haven't, I guess, consistently stayed on the ground here, and I'd like to see him maybe try and get the running game going a little bit. Maybe feel a little bit of panic mode being down 14-0 here
right at
first, but gosh, so much football game to play here. Second down and 5 yards to go right at midfield. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the left, or to the right for Grant Russell. Ball far side hash mark. And Chapman again will keep, and he'll just lower his head to the 49, maybe near the 48-yard line of Ferris. It'll be third down and 4 coming up now for ODU.
Another huge third down play here, and I would imagine, you know, right at midfield, third down and 4. If they don't get much, it's probably in 4-down territory right now.
Well,
down 14.
Again, still early, though. And that's going to end it for the first quarter. So one quarter's in the books here in the opening game of the 2016 season. And the Panthers trail Ferris State by a score of 14-0. Stay tuned. Second quarter action is coming back as Matt and I return here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
We had the second quarter action. It's the Panthers trailing 14-0. Right now, the Ferris State. Quick look at the GLIAC scoreboard. It is Grand Valley State 14, Tiffin nothing, and then Ashland still holding on to their 35-0 lead over Mercyhurst. Let's go back out to Big Rapids, Michigan. Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Eric, thank you very much. It'll be Panthers football in a critical third down and four as we get set to start quarter number two. ODU in the all-white tonight. We'll have it now moving left to right with what it was a pretty strong breeze in the first quarter. Now it's died down here as we have the sun setting. Right now the field completely in shade. Here come the Bulldogs as Russell looks to throw. It'll be caught by Contini, and he's going to fight for some extra yardage. And they'll have the reception just short of the first down marker. Well, I don't think they would have gone for it on fourth and four, but I think they will here on fourth right. down in less than a yard. Let's see.
Contini was the receiver.
Corey made that catch.
Third down.
And now the headlinesman and the far side official getting together on where they want to spot this football, and that's going to give him a first down. Yep, that's Cantini caught it with a foot on the line at the 45, so that's a first down.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty darn close when he reeled that in.
Yep. Now, the one thing that you have to learn, and it's funny, I'll see this on Twitter all the time, forward progress is pretty subjective. First down and 10. I'll get into that here after this play. It'll be Russell on first down, giving it off to Justin Davis. Nice hold to the right. Look at him lower his head, and a hard 10 yards for Justin Davis. We were talking about him, a transfer out of Malone from a couple of seasons ago, about how we think he's going to just give you good contributions week in and week out.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that utility infielder that kind of is the do-it-all player, bring your lunch pail to work, and every other type of cliche that you could think of. And huge run there for the first down.
From the 35, Russell throws near side. It is hauled in by Dar Stanford. He'll tippy-toe his way near the 25-yard line. Can't quite see exactly where it is, but it's going to be 10 and another first down. So offense in its best rhythm of the night right now, and that's due in part to a throw and catch by Contini.
Right.
A good spot giving the Panthers a first down. They'll get right back to the line. Asaias Chapman will jump back into the backfield now for ODU. Contini and Turner are left. And it's going to be Russell on the keep up the middle. And he's going to pick up 5 yards to the 20. And that's that zone read.
Yep.
And having confidence, Grant Russell, because if he hands it to Chapman, it's a 5-yard loss. He keeps it, it's a 5-yard gain.
And it was such a bang-bang play.
Yes.
And he just decided to keep it on himself and run it up the middle because Fair State had that snuffed out, and I say as Chapman essentially turned into a blocker on that one.
Russell on second down. Oh, he's hit. Ball comes out, and Ferris State has recovered it at the 20-yard line. Pressure came from the end. Virtually untouched was Zach Seiler, sophomore out of Pinckney, Michigan. He hit Russell, who never saw him coming, and the ball came out, actually kicked forward near the line of scrimmage, and the first turnover of the game will go to Ferris State. Hard to fault Grant in that situation.
Yeah, missed block by Asaias Chapman out there out of the backfield. Looked like there was a little confusion on what the play should have been, and Fair State blew it right up. Kind of took Grant right down, lost the ball, and completely took the wind out of the sails on that drive.
13:30 to play, second quarter, and Fair State football. And Bell's going to throw near side. Hines makes the catch, 25, turns up field 30, stays on his feet, fights hard near the 35-yard line, where the Panthers will stand him up there. And again, it is just those little slot guys that just make so much noise. Markwell Hines did not have a reception or a run a season ago, and he's been a guy that they're trying to get involved now here as this half progresses. And it'll be second down and a yard.
Football
5'9", 178-pound junior out of Bradenton, Florida. This has got to be like the middle of winter up here for him right now.
Second down play, two receivers to either side here. Bell will send Hines, who will sweep deep into the backfield. They fake the pitch to him, swing it over here to the near side where it is caught by Brown, and they've got a hold of the shoelaces, and they'll bring him down. So Jahan Brown will make a catch coming out of the backfield. Only a gain of a couple, but it's good enough for a first down out to the 38-yard line.
Working sideline to sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And the receiver
working up the middle, of course, with that last touchdown. The quarterback run for 73 yards. So the Ferris State offense here is really utilizing the entire field and spreading out the Panthers' defense.
First down and 10, and they run the quarterback will keep Bell. He slips out of one tackle at the 35, scampers forward over the 40, and then knocked down to the ground by Trey McIntyre. First time to mention the junior out of Triad's name. He played 7 games for the Panthers a year ago. And a five-yard gain for Reggie Bell as we're starting to see this Ferris State offense again kind of get its gears back in motion. Football to the 42 with 12:15 to play in the second quarter. And the Bulldogs lead Ohio Dominican 14-0, getting two first-quarter touchdowns. Second down play. They will lead out to the 47 for a first down. Two receivers either side. They'll bring one in motion at times. Bell play action pass. Steps up in the pocket. Hit as he throws. Deep downfield. Into the air is the ball, and it's incomplete. And back there to help try and break it up for ODU. Is that Gus Demmerling? No, I take that back. Dwayne Gordon Jr., redshirt sophomore to Pick Central, was out there to help break up that pass. That was a deep downfield, and it'll now be third down and 5 yards to go.
Kind of looked like that was going to be disastrous on that play, and Gordon was able to close the gap and get up and played the ball. There was some contact as the receiver and the DB went up, but nice play by Gordon to get a hand up and get the ball, or get a hand on the ball and get a pass break up.
Panthers are coming from the edge. Bell looks away from it as they pick it up, a throw, and it's incomplete, and he was hit from two different areas. Small and Hunter both got there to hit Reggie Bell, and it'll be fourth down and five, and the Bulldogs will likely have to punt it away.
Ball kind of floated out of his hand. Ross Thompson was in the neighborhood, and if he had another step or two on that, we might be looking at a turnover ourselves.
11:50 to play now in the first half, and something that this team does, they will send a couple of guys out there in the punting formation. Birmingham, and it appears Brett Mooney is also out there. Side by side, standing back inside the 30-yard line. Birmingham will take it. The left footer will kick it downfield. Turner will run up on it, and it luckily bounced away from him and down at the 20-yard line. 11:40 to play. Let's pause now for station identification. It is Ferris State 14, Ohio Dominican nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820, Columbus.
Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell, Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids at Ferris State University, where the two-time defending GLIAC champs lead your Panthers 14-0. Aaron Cassidy is back at our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios. Panthers need to get something going here, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. And Grant Russell with a pistol formation will give it off to Justin Davis, tries to get to his left, got a block, 20. He's to the sideline and knocked out of bounds, out past the 25. And again, Justin Davis kind of stuck his nose up into the hole, wasn't there, was able to burst to the outside. And good gain for ODU at 7 yards on first down.
Nice little lateral movement there and good vision. Able to see that the hole's not there and bounce out to the outside and get a nice gain there on first down and make it short or second and short and put themselves in good position for a first down.
Quick throw to the left. Cantini makes the catch over the 30 out near the 32-yard line. So a good play on first down sets up an easy pitch and catch on second down, and the Panthers will move the chains. And now picking up first downs hasn't been a huge issue. That's the eighth first down for ODU in this first half. Just haven't been able to sustain the drive. So the football will be out near the 33-yard line with 11:10 to play in the first half. Panthers will bunch the formation this time. Two receivers right, two to the left. Justin Davis remains in the backfield. On first down and 10 for Grant Russell and the Panthers. Bulldogs are coming. Russell throws to the left. Aaron Stevens makes the catch, immediately planted at the 41-yard line. But a good recognition by Russell to hit Aaron Stevens for a good 8 yards on first down.
Aaron Stevens, big target, 6'3", 215 junior out of Ironton. Had 11 catches last year for 136 yards. I think he's going to be a big part of this offense this year. Of course, had him on the podcast earlier this week, and he's really excited about leading this offense.
Russell again, quick throw to the left, and a one-handed grab by Corey Cantini for a first down out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Well, that is a highlight reel play for just a 4-yard pickup. Corey Cantini, sophomore out of Dover.
Already his third catch of the evening.
He had 6 a year ago, including a big 4-catch, 112-yard game against Hillsdale, where he had a 55-yard reception against the Chargers. First and 10, Panthers out to the 45 on a drive that started at the 20. And Russell, quick pitch left for Mercier, catches, works his way out near the 50-yard line. Matt, these two offenses, very similar, doing it in different ways. With Ferris State, it's the jet sweeps to get to the outside. With ODU, it's the quick pass to the slot receiver to the outside.
Passes. Yeah, and getting everybody involved and when you look at how many people have already carried the ball and how many targets Grant Russell's hit so far, they're spreading it around pretty nicely.
Here's Mercier again, but this time it's going to be a painful 1 yard for Mercier as he caught it and was immediately tattooed at the Barris State 49-yard line, so it'll be third down and 4 for ODU. And I would love to tell you more of the guys who make tackles for Ferris State, but they're one of those teams that think it's really cool to put black numbers on a red jersey so you can't read them. So it'll be third down. Panthers need the 45-yard line. Again, they bunched the formation. A big third down possession play here for ODU. Russell with Davis to his right. Grant will take it. Bulldogs bring 6. Russell steps up, throws. He's got Dantini. Makes the hands catch it out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Oh, boy, how about that offensive line doing a great job protecting that time for Grant Russell.
Nice job coming back off of a play that just kind of got blown up to Cantini. And 4 of 7 now on third downs on the afternoon, or I'm sorry, the evening, and racking up the offensive yards here.
Here's Justin Davis on a sweep out to the left-hand side, and this play's going nowhere. Zach Seiler, who had that play back on the last possession that forced the fumble, was this time able to chase Davis out to the edge, and a loss of about 3 on the play.
Second down and 13.
That'll slow the Panthers' momentum down just a touch. 8:43 to play here in the first half, trailing 14-0. A touchdown here would be huge in this game for the Panthers. Dar Stanford's over here to the near side with single coverage. 2 receivers left. Tight to the right this time is Aaron Stevens. And Isaiah Chapman back in the backfield on second down and 13. Russell steps up some more, and he's going to be dropped for a yard loss as he only got back to the 36. This time Chapman did a good job of picking up the outside blitzer, but still too much interior pressure.
Yeah, and everyone was covered downfield. Nice recognition by Grant not to try to force anything and to kind of just tuck it and run and try to get something out of nothing. And but unfortunately, it still puts them at third and long, third and 14 with 8 minutes and counting here in the half. And, boy, they could really use another huge third down conversion right now.
Something just seems to keep stubbing their toes on these possessions. They look good, and then they just stall out. Third down, Panthers need the 22. Russell will take a knee-high snap. He's looking right. It's not there. Now pressured. He's hit and dropped. Back at the 40-yard line. It'll be a loss of 4 on the play as, again, Grant was looking right. It wasn't there. When he tried to go back to his left, he was clipped from behind and knocked down.
Fourth down.
And another drive will end.
Seems like they keep getting to about this part of the field around the 35 to 40-yard line in enemy territory, and they're kind of forced to punt. Justin Bonchek putting his skills to work trying to pin Ferris as deep as possible.
Marquell Hines is standing at his 10. This time Justin will have the wind at his back. He's standing at his own 46, takes a shin-high snap, angles it down towards the far sideline. It'll bounce to 5 and just go out of bounds, or go into the end zone, I should say, short of going out of bounds. 7:02 to play now here in the second quarter. Still 14-0 in favor of Ferris State. A week from tonight, we'll be at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's correct.
And 9 days from tonight, which is really kind of where I was going with this, the Panthers will be on the road again. Another night game at Finley, as the Panthers will take on the Oilers. It'll be next Saturday night as the Panthers will take on Finley at Don L. Stadium. We'll have it for you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's been a while since I think it was 2012.
It has been a while.
It might have been the last time these Panthers have visited good old Donald Stadium in Finley. Drove right through there earlier today to get up here to Big Rapids.
First down and 10. To the right are the Ferris State Bulldogs, and Bell will hand it off near side. This is Thomas. McIntyre hit him at the 25, and then Dimmerling will touch him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Gus Dimmerling, interesting story. Came here as a quarterback, has shifted from quarterback now to safety, a redshirt freshman out of Perrysburg, able to slow down Robert Thomas enough to keep him to a 5-yard gain. Second down as the clock winds, under 7 minutes to play now in our second quarter, and a big stand coming up here defensively for ODU. Ball on the near side hash mark, and it'll be Bell looking to throw, dumps it off, caught by Lockett at the 30, first down out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Billy Akins is over there along with Dimmerling to tap him out of bounds. Cameron Moore, a redshirt freshman out of Tecumseh High School, also out there defensively now for ODU. Also see Nick Isaacs out there defensively along with DJ Perdue, Demetrius Farmer, Paul Wesselhoff. Those are your defensive linemen right now, Cameron Cole and Moore. are playing at linebacker. McIntyre out there at star. On first down and 10, swing it to the right side for Thomas out of the backfield. He's out of bounds at the 40, maybe ahead of that. 41, 42-yard line, gain of 9. That time on a running play by Robert Thomas as they start to get now the sophomore involved. Also out there in the secondary, Dwayne Gordon Jr., Billy Akins, and one last one, who am I missing? Marquise Tyus is out there at safety right now. Second down and 1 for the Bulldogs, who lead 14-0 here in the second quarter. Two receivers over here to the near side now as Bell works out of the shotgun. He will take it, drops back, steps up. Wesselhoff a little pressure. Now Moore coming from behind, and a sack back at the 33-yard line by Demetrius Farmer. Boy, him and Brian Hunter have done a great job of getting pressure. Farmer, junior out of Dover, makes the sack, which is the third of his career.
7 tackles for loss last year, a forced fumble, and adding to that sack total for his career, and that was huge right now because Ferris State was marching right down the field, put them about 3rd and 10. Need another big stop here and hopefully get the ball back and get some good field position. Try to get some points on the board before this halftime.
That was a 9-yard sack on the play by Demetrius Farmer. It goes from 2nd and 1 to 3rd and 10. And so Ferris State will need the 43-yard line for a first down. And we've got a whistle and a timeout called by Ferris State. We'll pause as well. 5:12 left, first half. 14-0 Bulldogs. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Back here in the St. Gabriel studio,
getting behind their defense now. Third down and 10 coming up for the Bulldogs. They have it over here on the near side. Hash mark going right to left. They need the 43-yard line for a first down. Empty backfield. Harrington goes in motion. Bell play fakes to him. Gets pressured. Now throws it. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. Ahead to the 40. And he's going to pick up the first down. Oh, what a play by Devontae Harrington, who was just out there for his first play of the game. Boy, that throw almost came up off the turf. And then he made the catch and made a play after it, picked up about 10.5 for the first down.
And Trey McIntyre was right there on him and kind of shook him right out of his cleats and was able to get that extra yardage to get that first down. And Ferris State sitting here right about getting close to midfield.
4:50 to count and counting now here in the second quarter. 14-0 Bulldogs on top. And a handoff here to the near side. And this is Jahan Brown. And he'll back his way over midfield and then be brought down after picking up 8 more. And they're just, first of all, they have so many weapons. So they got fresh bodies out there all the time, but they're just so quick to the hole. By the time you tackle them, you look, well, that wasn't a bad play. No, they picked up 8.
Already 234 yards of total offense. Kind of death by a thousand paper cuts. Just
right
a little
now.
Bit here and there, except minus that long touchdown run. But they're just spreading around everywhere.
Second down at about 2 now for Ferris State as they've gotten into Panther territory. And again, it'll be Brown near side. He's got room, 40 down to the 38-yard line. He is tackled there by Billy Akins along with Hunter and Cameron Moore. And that'll be another first down run. And, well, it's a zone read, but it's a simple handoff for Bell because the Panthers right now are not doing anything to secure the edges. So the ball will be at the 37-yard line, first down and 10. And now with the clock winding under 4 minutes, you'll see this Bulldog offense kind of slow their pace down just a touch. From the 37, two receivers to either side. Hines goes in motion, passes in front of the quarterback, and now Bell will sweep it to the right. The Panthers have got this strung out and knocked out of bounds by Trey McIntyre as the quarterback fell. I'm not sure if there was some miscommunication there, but Bell ended up keeping sweeping to the right. There was never anything there. And that's a loss of a couple on the play.
Slow things down a little bit and then get confused.
Down.
Now, the one thing that I am mildly surprised, not that there should have been, but we've only seen the one quarterback at this point, Reggie Bell.
That's true.
We have not seen any changes out there, but again, their offense has been going very well. Second down and 12 from the 39 now. Bell this time will hand it off. Brown coming to the near side. Better job by ODU, but Brown will still stumble over the 35 to the 34, where he'll pick up five. And so now they're looking at third and a little bit less than seven. Coming up, and this turns into a big play, Matt, because if it remains third and seven, third and six, it would be tough to go for a long field goal. It would be tough to go for it. It would leave them with some decisions here. 3 minutes to go. Play clock at 20. That's the first time I've even looked at the play clock tonight, as fast as these two teams have been shuffling plays in and out.
Haven't needed to.
Ferris needs the 27-yard line. Bell will give it straight up the middle to Thomas, who's going to have big-time yardage and the first down. Out to the 26-yard line and got it. That's one of the rare times they've just run it straight up the gut, and Robert Thomas took it and hit the hole, and he had the necessary yardage.
Could have driven a semi-truck through that hole. Nice job by the offensive line there for Ferris State getting that hole open.
And on first down, the little swing out here to Hines. Caught it, 27, out there, the 25-20. And now tackled by the Panthers' Ross Thompson at the 18. Cameron Cole out there as well. That'll be a 9-yard gain on the play with 2:20 and counting here in the first half. And the Panthers now trying to keep Ferris State out of the end zone. At the very least, you want to try and hold them to a field goal try. And for Ferris State, boy, this is a perfect scenario. Driving the length of the field, running time off the clock, and if they can put points on the board, what a way that would be for them to go to the locker room. Second down and one. Bell will hand it off. Lockett ducks in, ducks back out to the 15 and tapped out of bounds right there. Marquise Tyus comes up, but not before. Lockett's able to pick up the first down to the 15-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 now for Ferris State with the football at the 15-yard line with 1:50 to play here in the second quarter. Clock is stopped. Two receivers to the right, two over here to the near side. And it looks like Thomas is in the backfield. Reggie Bell, quarterback, will take it, and he'll hand it off. Thomas this time ran into his own man, slipped through the line as the Panthers lost him, and inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8 on the play. And we're moving in on 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Ferris State with 2 first-quarter touchdowns after the game was pretty much a stalemate for the first 7 or 8 minutes. A big third down conversion touchdown for Ferris State, and then on their ensuing possession, a long touchdown run by their quarterback. 1:15 to play now in the second quarter. Play clock at 10. Two receivers right, one to the left, two in the backfield for Bell on a second down play. And Bell will keep it up into the hole. They got a hold of him. He breaks out of a tackle, still fighting for yardage forward. And it's going to be first and goal from around the 2-yard line now for Ferris State.
Way down inside the 2.
So Reggie Bell, the quarterback, kept that time and was able to get them down near the goal line to the 2-yard line. And now we're going to get a timeout used here. And it's an official's timeout, as it looks like Anthony Small is down at the goal line. And he is down a little bit. Brian Hunter is there, and Jamison French, Panthers trainer, is out there as well to take a look at Anthony Small. Every Thursday night, you can go to PressBoxProductions.net. This year, Inside Panthers Football Weekly will come to you live from the Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Cherry Bottom and Morris Road in Gahanna from 7 to 8:30. If you can come out and join us, we'd love to see you out there on Thursday nights. If not, go to PressBoxProductions.net. Go to that week's game day page. So next week it would be Finley. And you can listen into the show as we have coaches and players and a lot of fun going on at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. I hope to see you out there next Thursday night for Inside Panthers Football Weekly. Anthony Small very quickly was able to get to his feet and walk off the field under his own power, so he appears to be okay, which is good news. And now with the Bulldogs on top 14-0 and the football at the 2-yard line, 60 seconds to play here in the first half, and Ferris now threatening to add to their point total. So the Bulldogs will line up. They will have three receivers to the right. Jamel Lockett will line up as the quarterback this time, and the quarterback will line up as a slot receiver to the right. Thomas is to the left of Lockett. We saw this early in the first quarter. Lockett will take the direct snap, runs to his left, and he's going to lose yardage back near the six. Ross Thompson was able to snuff out that play. He and Cameron Moore, along with Nick Isaacs, were all able to race over there, slow that play down. Now all of a sudden, the Bulldogs backed at the 7-yard line. The center just walked over the football, so the umpire has to reset that. And now we'll see the Bulldogs look to the sideline. Clock at 30 seconds to play here in the first half. 14-0 Ferris. Now they'll spread it out. Two receivers to either side. Bell back in there at quarterback. Panthers are coming. Hand off to the right to Jahan Brown, and it's not going anywhere. Maybe to the 5. And the clock now at 13 seconds to go, and Ferris State, who was down to their last timeout, will take it. So with 12 seconds to go, Ferris will have to use a timeout. And what a play by the Panthers. Thompson, Moore, and Isaacs on that first down and goal play from the 2 to knock them back 5 yards. And now Ferris State will have third down and 5 yards to go from the 5 with 12 seconds to go and no timeouts. My partner, Matt Attali, down on the field. We'll hear from head coach Kelly Cummings as they go off the field. You got me down there, partner?
I got you. You got me?
I do. Boy, yeah, this would be week one in the miracles of technology have been perfect tonight.
Oh, you just jinxed us, I think.
Of course.
But we had a pretty successful trip up here, and we got everything set up. It looked like we knew what we were actually doing, and it actually looks like the Panthers' defense looks like they know what they're doing right now. It'd be huge if they could get this stop right here. I know it sounds kind of trivial, but there's a big difference going into the half being down 17-0 than 21-0. So hopefully they got another play or two in them right here, and get a stop and try to keep it respectable here at the half.
All right, two receivers to either side now for Reggie Bell. Ball is right in between the hash marks in the center of the field. Assignment football here for ODU, very imperative. They'll have a single back that'll line up behind Bell again. No timeouts left for Ferris State. So when this play ends inbounds, that could do it. John Brown lines up in the backfield here on third down and goal from the 5. Bell will take the snap, play action, throws over the middle, and it hits somebody over the middle and goes incomplete. That was deflected at the line of scrimmage. Now, there was a penalty marker thrown on the play on Marquise Tyus, but that's going to be picked up because the ball was tipped across the line of scrimmage, meaning that the defender can make all the contact in the world that he wants. So they'll pick this penalty flag up, and it'll be fourth down and 5 from the 5. Referee will come out, and he will make that announcement. We can't hear it, but he will make that announcement. So it'll be fourth and goal from the 5 with 9 seconds to go. And now let's see what Ferris State looks to do. Will they kick the field goal, or will they go for it on fourth and goal? And they're going to send the field goal unit out. And, partner, that's exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have any tricks up their sleeve
that
we haven't seen on film here. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Ferris State to do anything like that, but... I'm 14-0 with 9 seconds left in this half. I would expect here that this is just going to be your run-of-the-mill field goal attempt. Keep it close.
22-yarder is on the way from Wyatt Ford, and it is good. And there are still 7 seconds to go here in the first half of play, and it is now 17-0. But I go back to that play made by that trio of Ross Thompson, Cameron Moore, and Nick Isaacs. Maybe we look back at that play later on in the game tonight as something that slowed some of the momentum down for Ferris State. Well, Matt, maybe just your initial thoughts. The offense here in this first half, they have moved the ball. They've got 10 first downs here in the first half of play. Grant Russell's got 95 yards passing. The Panthers have just 130 total yards of offense. But again, maybe just eliminating those mistakes once they've gotten close to the red zone.
Yeah, everything looks pretty clean there in the stat sheet, minus the turnover. It's just all the stats look good. Yardage, conversions, first downs. We just need to fix that stat in the scoreboard, and we'll be right back in this one.
So, Grant Russell, 13 of 17 passing, 95 yards in the first half, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And Dar Stanford's got three catches for 43 yards. Corey Contini and Jacob Mercier each have four receptions in the first half for ODU. Kickoff is away. They will pooch kick this. Aaron Stevens will come up and fair catch it at the 35-yard line. And the Panthers will have one more play that they will have to run to expire this first half. Coming up at halftime in our Panther Spotlight, we'll revisit this week's Inside Panthers Football Weekly. That was at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday night because of the Thursday night opener here this evening. And Paul Wesselhoff and Aaron Stevens were our player guests, and we will hear from both of them coming up in our Panther Spotlight just a few moments away here at halftime. Aaron Cassidy also back there at the studios. He'll have updates on the two other games going on in the GLIAC. And all of that coming your way here at halftime. Just 6 seconds to go. Grant Russell will work out of the pistol formation here. He will take the snap from Andrew Lorenz. He'll roll to the left-hand side. Corey Contini will make the catch, and he'll be out of bounds at the 40. There will be 2 seconds to go. A little surprising to see that the Panthers are actually running a play here. And you wonder if they just wouldn't let Grant air one out deep downfield here with only 2 seconds to go. Aaron Everson into the game now for Ohio Dominican in the backfield. Dar Stanford and Jacob Mercier are over here to the near side. Corey Contini on the far side. And now Matt Petrella, big-time target wide receiver over here to the near side as well. So on second down from the 40 and probably the last play, Russell pressured in the backfield. Now we'll just dump it off to Everson. 40 out to the 45 and tap down out near the 46-yard line as Aaron Everson makes the catch. And that will expire the first half of play. Jamel Lockett, a 25-yard touchdown reception from Reggie Bell with the 5-minute mark of the first quarter put the Bulldogs on top. Reggie Bell, a 73-yard touchdown run with 107 to play in the first quarter, made it 14-0. The Wyatt Ford, a field goal moments ago, made it 17-0. And here's Matt with head coach Kelly Cummings.
Coach, big stop there at the end of the first half, holding him to just a field goal. Seems like you're threatening on offense. What's it going to take to get that to break and get in the end zone?
Yeah, we're not executing on the critical downs. Third down on offense, third down on defense, you know, those are the critical downs. Those are the ones you got to win. And we just haven't put ourselves in a bunch of good situations here, you know, the whole quarter there.
Well, good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks.
All right, halftime score. It is 17-0. Ferris State on top. We'll come back to Top Taggart Field as we'll have more activities here. But first, it's Aaron Cassidy back at the studios.